I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Oh,
we went to the thing at the last minute.
Sorry, Jen?
I said it always catches us singing at the last minute.
Oh, I don't mind. I don't mind. No, welcome don't to either. Purpose Talk Radio. And Jen is calling in via phone today. Where are you calling in from today, Jen?
I'm calling in from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Right. So totally different location.
It really is. And like I told you, we've had sunshine, hot and humid. And then every afternoon so far, we've had these torrential downpours with thunder and lightning and drama and excitement. And then they pass over, and it goes back to being hot and muggy.
Okay. Very tropical weather, right?
Yes, it's very much like Florida in the summertime.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm sitting on my terrace, as I usually do over the past weeks. I realized I've been here for 5 weeks now. So over the last 5 weeks, I've been coming to you from my terrace, from my open air office. Yes, we did have torrential rain this morning. It was the great perfect timing when I had to bring my son to kindergarten. So we put our rain gear on, and then it was cold, and so we walked around in our wellies. It stayed rainy until early afternoon, and then we got sunshine, warm, sunny day. Summery day, really, and then it went back to downpour. So we really have an interesting summer here, and the weather is challenging, I can say, yeah. Personally for me, because I do miss the sun. But yes, and then there are places that really miss the rain. So I'm sending all of you rain wherever it's needed. You're so welcome, and I'll send it all to you.
Your gift to those who need it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
So today's topic is shift, change, and preparation. And when I was posting earlier to invite people to listen to our show today, I was talking about what happened to me today, and I was in the middle of shift, change, and preparation. There is a question mark with this one for me. And I realized that everybody, no matter what age, no matter what stage in our growth or evolvement we are, goes through shift and change and preparation. So it's I don't know, it's a topic that's probably we could talk about for a few hours in a row. And shift and change are things that have been happening. We've been talking about it's coming. And now, to me personally, it feels like we're in the middle of it. There is a huge shift happening. Weather-wise, I can say that's definitely shifting because we haven't had summers like this in a long time. And also weather change, climate change, and everything else. So as I like to say, everything is connected. It's the same with this, really. The weather is connected to us. Our moods depend on the weather, on the temperatures, on the climate. And then my question personally when we were preparing for the show, Jen, was what are we preparing for? Like, not for the show, obviously, but with this shift and change. What is next? What is coming into our awareness now?
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about that, too, about all three of these things, and I realized that We've been talking about all year of shifting, how things are shifting and how they're changing. And I made a comment to someone the other day about I started talking in October, November about movement and the things that were moving and changing, and we needed to be prepared and get prepared and prepare yourself. And somebody was telling me that they were in Elizabeth was saying that she was in a Reiki gathering, a Reiki share, and one of the people there during the process looked up and said, 2012 is the year of preparation. And he's absolutely right that all the shifting and changing that we've been going through, and, you know, there's all that drama and excitement around 2012 being the end of the earth and the end of the world and all that stuff. and many people understanding that it's the end of a way of culture, really, more than anything. And so preparing for that new way of being, the new light, the new whatever is coming our way and going to be happening. And my as I've been thinking about it more, and I realized that we had the matriarchal society, and that was replaced with the patriarchal society, and now we're going through another shift, another change to bring us, we're kind of like on the pendulum where we've swung to one side and then to the other side, and now we're coming back into the middle to a place of more balance where it's both male and female. And that may change again, you know, that may swing, the pendulum may keep on swinging. But at the moment, it's coming to that time of balance, of integration, where male and female are coming together to help the world, to help each other, to create the new world. The other thing I've been noticing is a really dramatic difference between people who are living in fear and facing anger and hostility and warlike behavior and violence and all of that kind of stuff. And then there are the people who have committed to living their life based on spirit and based on love, and who are working, if they're not already there and in that kind of an attitude in that place, who are working to come to that place of balance, of being in love, of being in spirit and not judging. So it almost seems like there's two separate worlds that are happening. And I'm not quite sure, it's interesting to talk about, but I'm not quite sure how those two worlds are going to coexist and or work together. The thing I do know is that those of us who are working from a basis of love have to really keep focusing on that. Those of us who are working from a basis of walking in the spirit have to do that even more. We have to really commit ourselves to doing that, because this is the time when we can have the biggest influence on everybody else. You know, we talk about live your life as an example and others will follow. And too often, I know in the past, I lived my life that way, thinking, well, I hope somebody notices and changes their way. And I had to laugh at myself because they didn't. And I was being very judgmental in my approach there. So learning to live your life, to honor your own truth, to honor your path in spirit, and to walk in love and not worry about anybody else, others are going to look at you and say, I want what she has. I want to live like he does. I want my life to be like theirs. I want to be part of that change and that new world that's coming along. Well, my sermon is over.
Well, that really leads into our first caller, because we have Michelle Flowers on the line. And Michelle, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. Michelle, Jen was just talking about the two different worlds and how can they coexist. I believe you have quite a message there, don't you?
Yes. I guess I should do an introduction. I am a registered nurse. I live on the Navajo Indian Reservation in northern Arizona, United States. And I've been here for 16 years. And you all called to talk with me about an event that's coming up. And I'm here to answer questions.
Okay. So that event that is coming up is the first annual gathering of healers. And it's happening this month, right?
Yes, it's going to be August the 25th and 26th, and it's going to be here at the Sejotso Medical Center.
Mm-hmm. And what are you all about? Because Jen, I mean, this was a perfect lead up from Jen to pull you into the show, because this is what you are about also. It's bringing people together, working from the heart space, walking in love, walking in peace. Am I correct there?
That is correct.
Yep. Good.
My sister was diagnosed with cancer 4 years ago, And I had a calling to come to the reservation 16 years ago from a dream and a vision. And it was of a grandmother, and it was a Native woman. And I was living in Kentucky at the time and going through a rough divorce, a lot of shifts around me. And so I had this dream of a grandmother, and I'd gone to a bookstore, and this book came from the top shelf, and it opened up to this grandmother who I'd been having a vision. So I put my house up for sale. I moved to the reservation, unsight, unseen here, and been. I knew I needed to open a vortex, and I was light, but I really wasn't sure what I was supposed to do here. And then 4 years ago, my sister was diagnosed with cancer, and it started a journey with her and I. She was also a registered nurse, and we were a soul group, and we met a lady, and she's been on your show before, Virginia Drake, who we call Jenny. And my sister went to her in Kentucky, and she goes, "This is the most amazing woman. You need to go see her when you come in." And we went and saw her, and she opened our life, and our journey began. And since that time, my sister died 2 years ago, and which began my spiritual journey and my awakening. I am also an energy worker, a light worker, and a hand trembler is what the natives would call me. And I began the Sehotso Healing Circle, which Sehotso means the land between the meadows. And we started the circle, and a month ago, or 2 weeks ago, I put out that we were supposed to gather here on the reservation. And now we have over 200 people from around the country that are coming, and also holding circles around the world for us on the 26th. So it's just been an amazing journey.
It sure is.
For me, I cycled with my sister. I became sick with her. We channeled pain, and she's with me every day. And she said she promised me when she died that she would help me from beyond, and she has. So that's kind of my story in a nutshell.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm getting goosebumps here when you talk about your sister. This is so beautiful.
And she comes as butterflies. She also comes as rainbows and dimes and quarters. So Jenny now is coming from Kentucky, and Jeremy, who you've had on your show also, is coming. So it's real amazing that I met them just out of the blue, and now everybody's coming to the res.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
I wanted to come, but I'm in Massachusetts and New Hampshire right now on the East Coast, and I get back to Oregon on the 22nd of August, so it didn't quite make it, unless you know somebody who's coming down from Washington or Oregon and wants to give me a ride.
There is somebody on Facebook. It's really amazing watching. People are connecting and hitchhiking here. We've got some that are coming across on a bus. People are posting on Facebook that I need a ride, pick me up in Oklahoma. And so this journey, and it's fun to watch everybody on Facebook, even my kids. I have two children that are 13 and 10, and the 13-year-old goes, "Mom, have you seen somebody's trying to come from Texas, and they're hitchhiking?" And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So spirit's calling people here.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I could hitch a ride from Germany, I would.
Maybe next year for the second annual event.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, we're going to have blessings in the morning. It's going to be an all-day event. And then we're going to have drumming in the afternoon. Sunday morning, we're going to get up at 5:30 and meet here at the hospital, and we're going to hike down to Canyon de Chelly and then come back, and we'll have a reception that afternoon.
Cool.
So it's a networking event.
Yeah.
So, Would you say that a lot of shift has happened for you, Michelle?
Oh, yes. Even when I meditate now, or I'll be just sitting on the computer, and I'll have, like, shifts of energy. I've been noticing that, like, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I usually will wake up and do downloads or have shifts of energies at that time, too. And on Facebook, we have the Sehotso Healing Circle, and even when I post comments, what are you feeling, what are the shifts of energy, people are really feeling different shifts, especially during the moon cycles. Right. With a full moon, it seems like people are really just kind of, I know myself, my energies are really low during the full moon. But during the new moon is when I feel a lot of my energies and I work with a lot of patients. So, I don't know, a lot of people shift with the moons, the full moons, but I like the new moons better.
So, Michelle, what do you say when you work with patients, what do you do there?
I'm a registered nurse. I'm the utilization discharge planner, but also I have a lot of cancer patients that I work with, a lot of alternative medicine. We also do Heal the Healers, and we started a women's group that started. We did 8 sessions in July, till June, through the month of May and June. And then in July, we took a hold, and everybody wanted to start them back up. So we're doing healing, alternative crystal healing, traditional healing, and we'll usually use our meditation room here at the hospital, and we'll do it. We're doing it 2 nights a month now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of almost like a support group for healers. So we're seeing a lot of our nursing personnel and physicians and the people here in the hospital. Our culture is very, very traditional here, and they still use the traditional medicine men and women. And a lot of times I'll even work with the medicine men and women to kind of boost up their energies to help our patients.
Right, and they're open to that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Some of them aren't, but we're seeing a bigger shift of people using traditional medicine here. We do have a full-time medicine men and women here at the hospital. So right now we have 4 traditional healers that we use. And with inpatients upstairs, I work mainly with our inpatient patients. And we will schedule traditional healing for our patients where the medicine man comes up and does prayers and diagnostics for our patients here.
Wow. I love how you say you have a full-time medicine man in your hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That really sounds good.
It's amazing.
I really love that. So that is a major shift, and that's a major change also. And so you're really doing lots of preparations right now.
Yes. We also have built a traditional hold on here at the hospital, and we can use those. And we use those for staff to do blessings. And if I have alternative healers come here, we've had different healers come to help us and do workshops for our patients and for our women's groups. And we'll take them into the hold on and do blessings when they arrive here at the facilities. So we use it a lot, being outsiders and non-natives. I can ask a traditional medicine man to do a blessing if I have guests here.
That's amazing. That's fabulous.
So we hope to see you all come visit us.
Yes. How open are the traditional medicine men and the other staff there, how open are they to outsiders, to guests?
That has been really difficult. I've been here 16 years, and so they accept me. I'm part of the community now, but they're very closed, which I understand. But we're seeing a lot of the shifts of them coming to ask, how would we do that, or how do we ask people in? How do we open our hospital to alternative healing and what's out there? I think they're now willing. They understand that we all have to come together as one and walk that red road, and the 4 directions coming in. And I'm just part of one of that 4 directions coming to the hospital. We're seeing a lot of nurses. My husband is also the nurse recruiter here at the hospital. And when we look at nurses, we want to build nurses that believe in healing and alternative medicine. So that's one of the things that we're screening for now, is to bring on those nurses that want to heal, and mm-hmm. that are healed and that have experience. So
you're hiring?
Really? Mm-hmm. Yes, we are hiring.
Okay.
Nurses.
So if anybody is listening in,
and we've hired 3 off of Facebook the past 2 months. So that's really good.
Uh-huh.
That's great. That's great.
So if anybody's listening who is a qualified nurse, they can contact you, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, so how can people contact you, Michelle, for this gathering and for your work in general and for the recruitment process?
Yes, they can just Facebook us and locate us, and you all can find us also. So that's the message, and we're happy to, we're here to answer any questions if anybody has any questions.
Okay, so we'll post some info about you on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group on Facebook later for all the listeners.
Right.
And if anyone has a question, they can get in touch with us also.
Yes, okay. Well, have a good day, girls.
Thank you for calling in, Michelle.
All right. Love to you all.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Really great.
That is, wow, that just so, it's the that is my question of preparation answer, really, because so much is happening with the shift and the change in cultures, in traditions, that people are opening up, and there is lots of preparations to be done also to be able to work with all this that's coming
right.
in now, the new openness, the new heart space, the new connections, really.
Right. And the willingness to be open to the to other ways than what we have been using and practicing and exposed to over these past generations.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that leads right into you and the Soul Body Blueprint, Jen. And I know that we have a caller, and I think she knows you pretty well, and you know her pretty well. I think we have Debbie on line one.
All right. Hi, Debbie.
Hi there, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
Okay. Thank you for, you know, being here. I've been listening a little bit off and on to your show, and I find myself falling asleep, going unconscious, listening to your show because I'm processing so much. So I really haven't caught a full show, and Jan, I'm going to stay awake for this. I just want to let you know I'm going to stay awake for this.
Thank you.
Just
so everybody knows, let me give a little bit of background. As most everyone knows, that I'm doing the Soul Body Blueprint course, and Debbie is one of the students. And I've asked her to, we started this yesterday, actually, the course started on Sunday, so we worked most of yesterday and today. And I asked Debbie if she would call in and let us know if she had gotten anything of value from the course so far and if there was anything that she wanted our listeners to know about this course. Because obviously I've got other courses coming up, so this is a good opportunity to find out what's going on. So what have you got to say, Debbie? Is there anything of value you found so far?
Well, I was fascinated, Jan, because, you know, trying to figure out what that meant for me because we've only been in it, you know, like a day and a half. And so I'm really still in the learning process. But in listening to you in the very beginning, I heard you speaking about, you know, the balance, the shift in the balance. And that's absolutely, you know, what we're working with here in this class. Is looking at the intuitive side, looking at the practical side, and allowing those two to come into balance. So as I was sitting here in my room, trying to write out things that I wanted to convey, you know, to the listeners about what I was learning and what I was experiencing, all of the stuff of it, I realized that I was getting into that practical side of me, which I've been running on, screech for many years, you know, just been on. And so I threw the papers away, and what you're getting now is me, you know, is you're getting that by the seat of my pants, here I am, which, you know, I try to have everything all planned out, you know, T's crossed, I's dotted, the whole nine yards. And I realized that the balance in my life needed to come from putting the paper away and doing it right, you know, doing what I felt was right. It's like, this is what I've come to in the last day of, okay, it doesn't have to be the same way that I've done it out of balance. you know, very strict, very linear, that mode. But I can now call in the intuitive side, which I've encouraged in other people, but have neglected in myself. And that awareness came to me not only through this class, but last year when I was thrown to the mat with a little round of cancer. I do joke about it, but I made it through. I lived, and here I am. And this class is really teaching me how to find the true balance, you know, being able to see other people's bodies. Yes, because I'm a body worker. I've been doing massage for 21 years, and I've always put myself out there to do whatever it took to look at the person, talk to the person, find out what's going on nutritionally, spiritually, emotionally. And it didn't feel like it was totally complete because it felt more surface. As a body worker, you really can't go as deep as you'd like to and help people solve, you know, fix that kind of treatment. And so what I'm finding is just in this very beginning, there's the deepest level of what you were born for, what you came here to do, and it shows up in the body. So even though I was getting the words from people, this is what happened to me, this is what's going on for me, you know, this is what I mean, this is how I'm exercising, it didn't make clear what their real purpose was. What was the block? What was going on to how, you know, to get to a place of ease, of balance? And so what I'm finding, Jan and Barbara and everyone, is that here's the groundwork. Here's the place, the gift, to read the body. And actually, I'm going to be reading, I've been reading myself. And that's when I threw away the papers. You know, it's like that little shift happened for me. And I'd like to share one little vignette about my experience of last year, and I'll let you decide whether or not this was sort of, Jan, here's my test, my self-exam, so you'll be my examiner here. Uh-oh, I'm shifting into that other place again. But last year I had to see the, radiologic oncologist, and she'd come in once a week and say hi and leave and ask me a question or two. Well, one week I said, okay, my back's hurting, this is hurting, you know, I'm uncomfortable on the radiation table, can we do something? Can I see a chiropractor? Can I do this? Can I do that? And she looked at me, she goes, no. If you want to do that, it's going to take another 2 weeks, then it's not going to be as good, it's not going to be as effective, and you'll have more damage done. And I got her number, and I said, okay, no, I'm not going to do that, let's get it going, I'll take care of it when I'm done. Because I had 5 weeks every day radiation therapy, pelvic radiation. And so the next week she came in, and I took one look at her. Now the nurse was standing there too, and I had a great relationship with her. Thank you.
Oh, we lost you, Debbie. Hello?
I'm still here. Barbara's still here. I think, yes, we lost her.
And we talked about nothing but her clothes.
Oh, she's fading in and out, so maybe we need a new connection.
I'm sorry. Let me unplug. There we are. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
So where are we?
The next week, the doctor came in.
And I said to her, I love your shoes. I absolutely love your shoes. Where did you get those? And she was all beside herself, and she started talking about her clothes and her shoes. And then she left. So I went to the front desk and I recounted the story. I laughed because I thought it was too funny. And the next week she popped in and she said, she actually sat down. She became present. And she said to me, "Now, Deb, how are you doing?" Mm-hmm. And so that's a moment of allowing somebody else to shift out of where they were, their practical, linear doctor thinking, to come into my world.
Wow.
And be human.
Talking about shift, change, and preparation. Well done, Deb.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
So Jan, how was that for a vignette? Is that a good example of, because you know I'm still in the learning process with you. I'd like to know if that's a good example of some of what you know is to come in this class, is being able to balance that type of energy or, you know, where we're coming from and having it shift back to a place of healing, of true healing.
Well, we're looking less at somebody's shoes, although I suppose we do that, to what the shape of the body is. And I want to tie that in with an experience that we had today. We went to the store and I was talking to Debbie about how somebody places their feet. So everybody, when you're walking or when you stand, look at your feet and look at what position they're in. If they're going, both of them are going straight ahead, if one or both of them are going different directions, or how you stand and how you walk. And I was talking to her about watching how people walk, and that when people's feet go in different directions, they're headed out, then it often means that person has a challenge in making a decision. And just at that moment, we saw two young men, and one of them was standing there, and his feet were, his heels were kind of together, and his toes were angled out at sort of 45-degree angles. And I said, okay, let's test that theory right now. And we walked up to him, and I said, I have a question for you, if you don't mind. Do you find it challenging? You have a hard time making decisions. And he immediately went, and he looked off to the side, and he said, well, it depends. And the two of us started laughing because he couldn't even make a definitive statement right then and there. He had to think about whether he made decisions or not. His friend was with him, and the young man said, well, at work, I have no problem making decisions, but in regular life. And his friend said, oh, when it comes to fun and entertainment, he absolutely cannot make a decision. So it was an enjoyable moment of looking at somebody's feet, not the shoes they were wearing, but how their feet were placed and how they walk, relating to what that says about them in their personality and in their development. And therefore, looking at now, and then I told Debbie that things go both directions. So when we have a soul dis-ease or a lesson that we want to learn, most of us are not enlightened enough to be able to get the message. So that comes down into some sort of an emotional situation. And most of us are also not aware enough to be able to say, oh, we need to pay attention to this emotional situation and take care of it. And so then it comes down to a physical level. So you can impact things from the spiritual to the emotion to the physical. But you can also do just the opposite and work from the physical that will then impact the emotional that impacts the spiritual. So this young man, for instance, would be able to correct his inability to make a decision or his challenges with making a decision simply by changing the way he walked and the way he holds his feet. So if he then consciously starts walking with his feet straight ahead of him, and standing with his feet pointing straight ahead, he will find that after a short period of time, he will start being able to make decisions better and being able to say what decision that he has made or what he wants for himself. This is unfortunately a rather common situation with women in that they don't have, they don't know how to say, I want something. So saying to their partner or their spouse or a friend, let's go to the movies tonight. I would like to see this movie. What would you like to see? Instead, they say, would you like to go to the movies tonight? Well, what would you like to see? Well, okay. So learning to make a decision and being able to state your decision and standing on your feet on the, and having that ability to make a decision. So once again, I have gone on and on and on. I love talking about this.
Jan, as a body worker, you know, myself being a body worker, working with that young man today, I would probably instruct him in the Feldenkrais method, because there's a walking technique that will bring the feet around, that will bring the legs around.
As a body worker,
I could do hands-on and release the muscles that are being held tight. So this is a fabulous technique for body workers to learn. I was thinking, you know, like acupuncturists, chiropractors, I mean, just, and the layperson, you know, if somebody wanted to do some self-exploration, it would be a great way for a person to learn, you know, about who they are. You know, like my experience, you know, being on the, in my room here, throwing my papers away. I mean, that was an eye-opener for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are different people in my life right now who I can just, I'm scurrying, you know, with my brain thinking, oh, this applies to them, this applies, you know, and this can help them. And, you know, it's just, I'm on fast forward here trying to integrate, you know, the day and a half that we've done. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the class, you know, to seeing what's coming next. So I thank you, you know, for introducing me to this particular technique.
All right. Well, and thank you for calling in and telling us about it, Debbie. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Barbara, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. So, I've just been checking on time. We've got 18 minutes left, Jan. What do we do now? Because we both pulled a card, like we always do. And we do have an affirmation, and last time we never said the affirmation on the show. So I suggest we start with the affirmation for today, which weaves in with everything that has been said so far, so that we have this across. And maybe we post the cards later, or just do a short overview of what the card is and what is in the card. What do you think, Jen?
Well, why don't we do the affirmation, and then you do your card first, because I know it's getting late there. And then, and I can do a real short one on mine, and we can see what happens.
Okay.
And
so
I'm on the phone, so you're the official timekeeper.
Okay. So, yeah, daylight is fading here, and I'm sitting without artificial light, so I was asking, can I go first with my card? So the affirmation that came through for today, in conjunction with this, the topic of shift, change, and preparation, and everything that we're all going through at the moment, is, I am the light. Whenever we face a challenging situation, we've been talking about this before, stop, breathe, connect. And one of the ways of confirming to ourselves is using an affirmation, and it's a rather short one, and it has so much power. I am the light.
That's
the affirmation for today, and we're going to post that later. And I believe Cindy is going to post it in the PTR Conversations now, the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group on Facebook. And the card that I pulled today, I went to a totally different card deck that I rarely use, and I wonder why. Today it's been the deck of the Ascended Masters, which is by a German author, the same one that has done the spirit guidebook, spirit animal guidebook that I use. And her name is Jeanne Ruland. And yeah, talking about spirit guides, I pulled a card, and the card is the goddess Isis. And Isis is all about empowering us to soak up the breath of life that she's offering. She is the golden power of infinity to heal us from the time-limited wounds of this world of duality. She leads us back to higher levels, as wanderers between the worlds. Isis can comfort us in times of feeling cut off of everything, in times we feel small and irrelevant, and when we have forgotten where our true path has started in this material world. She gives us the strength for our personal road and our personal path. She helps us to put together the lost parts of our souls. She protects us with her wings to wipe away the tears of time. Isis initiates us into the mystery of the divine feminine, the power of the goddess. She is, she was, and she always will be. Isis connects, raises, and sends her power of infinity. With her support, we can learn to wander between the different worlds, to complete important tasks for our true path. This way, we can connect with our power to go through our everyday and to serve in the best possible way. Her message to us is, you have chosen to step through the doors and the gates of these worlds for your growth. I give you the key of life to remind you of your true nature. Be comforted. That's the message from Isis for today's show for the listeners.
Wow. I love stepping into your own power.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, the card I have is called Narcissus, and it shows a bunch of flowers, including two white narcissus, but there's also a couple of tulips, and some blue flowers, and a fuchsia, and some other flowers that I don't even know what they are. There's just flowers everywhere. It's an amazing thing. And the narcissus stands out in full beauty as this white flower among the many colors. And I think that fits right in with the topic of our show of shift, change, and preparation, because we are all different from each other. We all come from different backgrounds. We all have different upbringings. We have taken different teachings to ourselves and different ideas. And yet we are all beautiful, and we come together to create an amazing, amazing array of possibilities. The focus with Narcissus, if you remember correctly, Narcissus looked into, or the legend, looked into the water and fell in love with himself because of his beauty. And that, I believe, is where we all need to be. When I was talking earlier about committing your life to your own spirit, to your own highest good, to yourself. When you can stand firm in your own truth, when you can stand firm in your own beauty and who you are in the love of spirit, then you shine just like the narcissist does. You stand out, and even though there are colors all around you and many different flowers and many different ideas and topics, nevertheless, your beauty stands out clear, and it stands out more simply. A narcissus has a simple shape to it, so unlike some of the other flowers that are have many, many petals and different forms to them, the narcissus is very simple and very clean and very clear. And I think that's where, when we shift, when we change, and as we prepare to come into who we really are, into that spiritual being that we are, and saying, I am the light, I am God, oh, and you are too, by the way, and I am spirit, that we become that narcissist that then everybody looks at and says, that's what I want for my life. So be the light, and be like the narcissist who stands tall and beautiful and proud of it, with no need to apologize. We talked about that a little bit earlier, of not needing to apologize, standing in your truth without any need to apologize for what that is, and standing in love, not battering anybody, you know, with this is the I am, the way, the truth, and the life, but standing in your truth and doing it with love.
Wow. It's amazing how our cards weave together, Jen. Isn't it? It's like I see this picture of Narcissus and Isis standing right in front of me, arm in arm, like big, huge grin on their face because it's, they're coming through so clearly and they're joining messages also. And it's, yeah, I mean, it's the I am, it's the true path, it's the preparing. I love how you said that, preparing to become our true selves, which we're at the same time already, we're doing it. And it's this, sometimes it's like a mess really, because so much is happening in such a short amount of what we call time. So it's the finding ourselves and reconnecting again and again, to see our own beauty.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the other thing, we talk about this preparation and 2012 being a year of preparation, and I really believe it is. So it's time that everybody really focus on preparing so that when the change happens in December or next year or whenever it happens, that we're prepared and we're ready to be, to step up into our power, just like Isis said, and to be the leaders and to be prepared to help others who are ready to open up and not be afraid.
Yeah, and I'd like to add, let it be active preparation. Don't let it, for me personally, I can say my ego would just like to lean back and relax and put the feet up saying, yeah, I'm prepared. Okay, so now I can just lean back and do nothing. That's not the way I see preparation. Preparation means actively working on ourselves, actively working on our awareness, actively working on our heart space, on connecting with like-minded souls, as Michelle was saying. So many people are now connecting through Facebook. This is how this all came up. And it's the same with you and I, Jen. We connected through Facebook, and our audience, we've met most of them on Facebook. It's beautiful. So use the tools. I mean, lately I've been talking to a few clients and it's about, oh, do I need a new tool? I want a new tool. I want to learn something new. And my question is, are you using your tools? Do you really need a new tool? Or do you want to enhance what you already have, which is a different story altogether? It's just look at the stuff that's already there. Look at all the potential that you are carrying inside of you. Are you using it to your best abilities, or is it sleeping? Is it dormant at the moment? Up inside of you and have a party.
Yeah, that's right. I think we've spent the past years in almost being professional students and learning this technique, learning that technique, learning from this teacher, learning from that teacher. And even though there are good things to still learn, I mean, I want people to learn this whole body blueprint because I was supposed to be teaching it years ago and didn't. So now it's time for me to get it out there and for people to learn it. So don't stop learning new things, but look at what you already do know. And are you being a student simply to be a student because you don't want to, you're too afraid, you're too lazy to step up and be the teacher? It's time. It's time for us as students to let go of the student role and step into our power as instructor, as teacher, as guide, as helper, as coach for those who are coming up behind us.
And being our own guru.
Yes.
Just for ourselves, because we know ourselves when we start looking inside, when we're connecting to our intuition, as Deb was saying so clearly. She threw her papers aside because it's coming from inside of her, the answers, the knowledge, the wisdom, it's all there. Tap into that and be your own guru.
So we've got
6 minutes left. Yeah, what do you want to say to our listeners, Jen?
I'm thinking that be your own guru is kind of could be a fun topic and kind of interesting of what that means, being your own guru. But I would like to encourage everybody in this month of August. Can you believe it's August already? In this month of August, which is kind of a turning month. Summer is partway over. We're starting to come into fall, into the autumn, and I've always thought of September as being the time of new life, But we're getting to that point where things start new, where all the change happens. The gardens are coming into the with the fruit and time to harvest. Think about that in terms of your own life. Where are you in this month of August? Where are you in your life? And that doesn't mean what age are you. It means where are you in the process of your growth and what you're doing? And how are you shifting? How are you changing? And how are you preparing? And what are you preparing for? Are you preparing to take a new job? Are you preparing to step into your role as healer, as teacher, as guide? Are you ready to start teaching others? How do you need to shift and how do you need to change in order to make that step? What is it that you need? Are you using the tools that you have, like Barbara said? Or is there another tool that you need, like Deborah was saying, that she needed this other tool to be able to enhance her practice and make these changes, help other people in the changes that they're going through? So look around and find, not only look inside and find what you have already, what are the tools you have already, and what you think you might need in order to step into your role as a leader, and then find somebody who's teaching those tools. But don't let that stop you from stepping into your place, into your power, and into your role as a healer and as a leader. Because if you wait until you're perfect to do anything, nothing will ever happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be perfect, it just has to be. So be.
And I'd like to add, make decisions. which came through with the story that you were sharing, Jen, with this guy you met. Make decisions. Sometimes it's good to look at options, and sometimes it's really vital to make a decision so we can continue on our path. And I think some of us, or many of us maybe, have waited long enough and looked at so many different options rather than taking a decision and then making a decision and taking the next step.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you.
Mm. Okay, so we want to round it up here now, and we invite all of you who haven't checked out our Facebook group, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, to come and join us, because the conversation is flowing over there, I'm sure, which Jen and I will go over there in a minute after the show is finished, and we'll join you there. If there are any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us, and you can do so on www.purposetalkradio.com. You can reach Jen on janrevel.com. That's J-A-N-R-E-V as in Victor, E-L-L.com. And you can reach me on barbarapatterson.info. That's barbarapatterson.info. We have a donation button on the Purpose Talk Radio website, and we invite you to check out if it's possible for you to make a donation so we can continue our work. And we are grateful for you to be our listeners, and we thank you for tuning in. Like, we really enjoy being with you guys, and we can feel you through the airwaves. So I'm full of gratitude.
Remember, too, on that website that if you know somebody that would be a good sponsor for the show, we're always looking for a good sponsor. We want to recognize True Trinity for the theme song that we have, the beautiful I Am Who I Am. And also to let you know that on the Purpose Talk Radio website, purposetalkradio.com, you can also sign up to have a reading with Barbara, or a reading with me, or a joint reading, and or joint coaching with the both of us. So there's all kinds of possibilities.
Mm-hmm. as there are in life, always. And I am the light. Be the light. Make decisions and be your true self, and walk on your true path. So thanks for being with us today. I'm sending you soul blessings, and I hope to feel you again soon next week on the airwaves.
Step into your power.
Yes.
Step into your power, and we will see you next week. Soul blessings to everybody.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.